弟兄姐妹平安
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们感谢上帝，因为今天是神为我们所定的日子，我们要在其中欢喜快乐。
We want to give thanks to our Lord because today is Lord's Day that we will be rejoicing in it.
上个礼拜的时候，我们长执会一直都很担心今天的天气。
Last week, our EDB board were all very concerned about the weather of today.
我们在网上一直在讨论到底要取消还是在里面还是在外面。
And we have been discussing what would be the option, be it indoor, outdoor, or whatever.
但是感谢神，昨天下雨，但明天也下雨，但是今天偏偏不下雨，感谢神。
Give thanks to the Lord, it rained yesterday, and it will rain tomorrow, but today is a great day.
我们要为这样的机会，我们要感谢上帝。
For such a wonderful opportunity, we want to give thanks to our Lord.
那我们今天我要跟大家一起思想的经文是在，在诗篇，
好吧，
在旧约啊。
But today, the verse we're going to contemplate is in Old Testament.
就是在哈巴谷书。
In the book Habakkuk.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十七节到第十九节
and verse 17 to 19.
如果你有圣经的话呢，请你翻到这段的经文。
If you have a Bible, please open to that particular book and particular verses, chapter and particular verses.
在你们的周报上有印这段的经文。
And it's also on your these three verses also is on your bulletin.
那我先读中文，然后呢，我们再读英文。
So, I'm going to read it in Chinese, and I will read English.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果子，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中结了秧，棚内也没有牛。然而，我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的地敌，又使我稳行在高处。这歌交与灵长，用丝弦的乐曲。
Book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food.Though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music on my stringed instruments. May the Lord bless those people who listen to his words.
当美国还在为2020年的大选争论选举舞弊的时候
While the United States is still arguing about the election fraud for the 2020 election
整个世界又遇上了人见人怕的病毒的威胁
The entire world is encountering the most feared COVID-19 virus threat
好不容易找到了疫苗又来了 Delta variant 那个病毒
When finally the vaccine is found Delta variantThe mutant variant shows up again.
大家忙着应付瘟疫的扩散的时候
While we're all busy dealing with the spread of the virus,
美国国会竟然通过了美其名叫平等法案
The United States Congress passed what's so-called Equality Act.
那事实上是政党背后的目的来撕裂美国
In fact, tearing American part really is the purpose behind this political party.
要使美国走向没有法治、没有道德、没有文化。
To move the country towards no rules of law, no morality, no culture.
没有历史、没有家庭、没有神。
No history, no family, no God.
没有性别、没有是非、没有人性。
No gender, no right or wrong, no humanity.
而现在又是批判性种族理论正误导着年轻人的思想跟价值观。
And the so-called CRT orCritical race theory is misleading young people's ideas and values.
反而加深了种族的对立跟仇恨。
And it's deepening the racial hatred.
现在又来了让全美国上下不安的阿富汗的沦陷跟应变的问题。
And also, and it comes the fall of Afghanistan, which unnerved the United States.
那世界的乱象对基督徒来说是一个很大的考验。
The chaos of the world is a great test of the faith for us Christians.
考验我们基督徒的人生观、价值观跟世界观。
It has tested the Christians' outlook on life, values, and a view of the world.
有的因此灰心失望，有的软弱跌倒。
Some were discouraged, some were in despair and stumbled.
有的因此就离开了教会。
And some even left the church.
那对于教会而言，最明显的就是隔离的敬拜。
For church, the most obvious impact is worship in isolation.
我们很高兴在今天的这个里面，我们可以看到大家在外面的实体敬拜。
Many people are very happy to see everybody else in this face-to-face worship.
其实隔离敬拜对许多人来说是很多的不方便。
Actually, the worshiping isolation brought a great inconvenience for many people.
你直接影响了教会的各种的功能，就像敬拜、宣道。团契、主日学跟关怀的施工
，It has directly limited various functions of the church, such as worship, preaching, fellowship.
而且更影响到教会对内跟对外的事工发展。
And it also impacted the development of the church's internal and external ministries.
今天有许多的教会的会员人数锐减
，The membership of many churches have plummeted.
而且财政不符支出。
And their finances are insufficient to cover their
expenses. 宣教士跟那个机构呢，宣教机构被迫撤退或者是关闭。
Many missionaries and missionary organizations have been forced to retreat or shut down.
面对令人绝望跟惧怕的世界
，To face this world in despair.
我们做基督徒的该怎么办
？What should us Christians do?
在我们的教会进入了第49年。
As the church enters the 49th year,
而且快进入明年的第五十年的时刻里
and is approaching its 50 years jubilee.
我要跟大家分享旧约的哈巴谷信息。
I want to share with you the message of the book of Habakkuk.
为什么我要选择这个哈巴谷书呢
？Why do I want to choose such book?
因为当时的处境跟现在的处境一模一样。
In fact, the situation at that time is almost identical to the situation we are in today.
当时候的哈巴谷先知处在一个亚述帝国的衰败跟巴比伦帝国的崛起期间。
The prophet Habakkuk at that time was in the period of a decline of the Assyrian Empire and the rise of the Babylonian Empire.
那时犹大的亚哈斯王登基。
At that time, King Jehoahaz of Judea was enthroned.
圣经说他是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Bible said,He is the guy who doing the evils in the eye of the Lord.
政治腐败，社会堕落。
Political corruption, social depravity.
那行拜偶像，行邪术。
Idolatry and witchcraft.
甚至杀婴儿来献祭给神。
And killing babies as sacrifice.
把异教之风全部带到神的子民中间。
Brought paganism to the people of God.
先知好几次警告他们要悔改。
And although the prophets repeatedly warned of them to repent,
但是他们始终因着景象无动于衷。
Still, they always stiffened their necks and remained indifferent.
哈巴谷不明白为什么不法之事竟然发生在神的选民身上。
Habakkuk really did not understand why these lawless things happened among God's people.
所以他就问神说：“耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允要到几时呢？”
So he said.He asked Lord, "How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?"
我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。
Or cry out to you violence, but you do not save?
你为何使我看见罪孽
？Why do you make me look at injustice?
你为何看着奸恶而不理呢
？Why do you tolerate wrongdoings?
第一章是他对上帝的质问。
The first chapter.Is his questioning of God?
他想明白全国败坏，难道神不管吗
？He wants to understand that the country is corrupt and sinful. Doesn't God care about it?
其实，在今天的世界，不是有很多问题类似的问题向神要问吗
？Actually, in today's world, many people ask similar questions, don't they?
神告诉哈巴谷，神知道，而且他掌权。
God told Habakkuk that God knows. And God is in control.
他将会兴起一个强更强暴的加勒底人，也就是巴比伦帝国，来整治列国，而且管教神的选民。
God will raise up a violent Chaldean, the Babylonian Empire, to punish the nations and discipline God's people.
第二章就是神对他的答复。
The second chapter is all answers from God.
神告诉先知，恶人虽然看起来像得胜，但是最终会被审判。
God told the prophet that although the wicked may seem to have won, they will eventually be judged.
而且公义必得伸张。
And justice must be upheld.
当国家陷入绝望的时候，
When the nation fell into despair,
神就宣告了一个很重要的信息。
God announced a very important message.
他说，唯一人因信得生，哈巴谷书二章第四节。
Habakkuk, he said that,But the righteous person will live by his faithfulness.
整本圣经是因信的，因信称义的观念从这里而来的。
That idea of justification by faith in the Bible comes from here.
神的这句话带给哈巴谷极大的震撼，而且带给他鼓励跟盼望。
God's words have shaken Habakkuk greatly, but it also brought him great encouragement.
第三章，我们看见哈巴谷听完了神的好消息之后，用第三章来做感恩的祷告。
So, in chapter 3, we saw that Habakkuk, after he heard what God answered, he gave God thanks with a prayer of praise.
那哈巴谷第三章全部是哈巴谷的祷告。
Chapter 3 is all Habakkuk's prayer.
第一节讲到说，先知哈巴谷的祷告调用琉璃歌。
Verse 3 talks about prayers of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigenoise.
那琉璃歌是什么调子呢？
What's the tune of the song displacement?
就是很激昂跟奔放的调子。
This is a passionate, unconstrained tune.
那从他的祷告词里面，我们可以看出他已经是从困苦到确信的人了。
We can see that he has gone from confusion to conviction.
那从他的祷告里面，我们可以看到他已经从怀疑到信心
，from doubt to faith，
从惧怕到释怀
，to fear to relief，
从担心到放心
，from worry to assurance，
从悲伤到喜乐
，from sorrow to joy，
就好像唱了流浪者之歌一样
，it's like a song of a wanderer，
句句动人心弦，而且发自内心深处的一个赞美
，the lines are so gripping。But it is also touching him from the heart.
我们要思考的问题是什么？
The question we have to ponder is,
哈巴谷在国家濒临绝望、进退维谷、社会动荡、罪恶充斥的时候，
When his country was on the verge of despair, dilemma, social unrest full of sin, and even sometimes, did not expect to survive.
那这个困难重重的时候，
When the difficulty is a mountain.
而且对未来没有盼望的时候，
and also have no hope for the future,
他怎么会宣告这段话呢？
Why did he make such a declaration?
他说，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
He said, Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
他的欢心跟喜乐最重要的因素是什么？
What is the most important factor is the joy and rejoice.
也就是第十九节里面讲的主耶和华是我的力量。
It is proclaimed in verse 19, the sovereign Lord is my strength.
他之所以有坚定的信仰，是从哪里来？
Where does he come this very firm belief?
因为他深信上帝所说的，唯一人因信得生。
Because he deeply believes in what God said.But the righteous person will live by his faithfulness.
那这段经文实际上是哈巴谷书最重要的信息。
These verses is one of the most important message in book of Habakkuk.
保罗后来在加拉太书跟罗马书把这个因信称义诠释的更清楚。
Later in the book of Galatians and the Romans, Paul may interpret it even further clearer.
也成为保罗的最重要的神学思想跟信仰的基石。
It becomes the cornerstone of Paul's important theological thoughts and beliefs.
哈巴谷所讲的信心是什么？
What does Habakkuk say about faith?
他的信心带来什么样的信息？
What kind of message does his faith bring?
这是我们今天要思想的。
This is what we're going to contemplate today.
首先，信心对哈巴谷来说是什么？
First, what exactly faith to Habakkuk?
信心带来平安。
Faith brings peace.
第三章一开始讲到哈巴谷听见耶和华的神的名的时候就惧怕。
At the beginning of the chapter 3, it said that Habakkuk was afraid when he heard the fame of the Lord God.
他因此带着战战兢兢的心向神祷告说。
He prayed to God with a trembling heart and said,
耶和华求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
Lord, I have heard your fame, I stand in all of your deeds, Lord.在 repeat seem in our day, in our time, make them known.
在这些年显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
Repeat in our day, in our time, make them known. In rest, remember mercy.
这些年间也就是哈巴谷的当代。
These years is the time of the prophet.
是多灾多难的国家。
There are many years and troubles.During
that time. 但是神要借着历史让他回想到神过去的奇妙作为。
But God used history to remind him the wonderful work he has done in the past.
第三节到第十五节就是讲到上帝很奇妙的把他们带出许多的困难。
And the chapter 3 just told him that how Lord wanted a miracle to bring them out of their difficulty.
就像在西南山向他们显现。
Just like God's appearance and revelation on Mount Sinai.
就像在旷野的时候遭到疾病蒙神医治。
And also they are healed in the wilderness.
当许多外患侵犯的时候神的信实与他们同在。
There have been external intrusions, but the faithfulness is with them. The faithful God is with them.
而且神在基遍行了一个大的神迹。
The Lord has performed in Gibeon the great miracle.
而且在红海施行拯救
God performed salvation in the Red Sea
而且在过耶旦河也彰显神迹
and performed miracles across the Jordan River
神的作为不仅是明显他是公义的上帝
What God has done not only manifests his righteousness
而且也是个救赎的上帝
but it's also showed he's the father of salvation
如今上帝因为以色列民的罪而招来严厉的审判
Now God inflicted severe punishment for the sins of the Israelites.
那当然就透过强权来管教他们。
And God used the power of Gentiles to discipline them.
哈巴谷知道受管教是很难受的。
Habakkuk people know that it was very uncomfortable to be disciplined.
所以他求神帮助赐下怜悯。
So he has asked the Lord for help and mercy.
哈巴谷明明知道大军快要攻进来了。
Habakkuk knew that his army was about to come in.
他没有被吓跑，也没有责怪上帝，还不管。
He was not frightened away, nor did he blame God.
他说：“我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂。”
He said, "I heard that my heart pounded, my lips quivered as a sound, decay crept into my bones."
我在所立的四处战惊。
And my legs tremble.
我只可安静等候灾难之日临到。
Yet I will patiently for the days of calamity.
外在环境恶劣。
The external environment is very hard.
但是哈巴谷的内在的心是平静的。
But the inner heart of the prophet Habakkuk is very peaceful.
所以他说我只可安静等候。
So he said, I'm going to patiently wait patiently.
意思说他不急躁也不慌张
which means that he's not irritable nor panicking
他只愿神的旨意成就
may God's will to be accomplished
他能够处变不惊
he can deal with changes without being
这表示他超越苦难的信心
which means that his faith has transcended suffering
他有来自上帝来的平安
he has peace from God
第二信心对哈巴谷来说是什么
secondWhat exactly the faith means to Habakkuk?
信心带来喜乐。
Faith brings joy.
那是第三章的第十七到第十八节。
This is the verse, the chapter 3, verse 17 to 18.
当哈巴谷的信心的眼睛被开了以后，就看得不一样。
When Habakkuk's eyes our faith are opened, what he sees is different.
外在的条件看起来贫乏，但是他能够看出神的丰富。
The external conditions seem to be very poor, but he can see the abundance.
所以他就说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力。
That's why he said, though the fig trees does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails.
田地不出粮食，圈中结了羊，棚内也没有牛。
The fields produce no food, though there is no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stall.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
当时候的犹大国是靠农牧来为生的。
At that time, the country of Judea relied mainly on the farming and herding.
那就像无花果，他们要靠无花果、葡萄、橄榄。
They are depending on their fig tree, grapes and olives.
那还有其他田间所出产的。
And other crops from the field.
而且还有牲畜，就像绵羊、山羊跟牛群。
And livestock such as sheep, goats, and cattle.
虽然赖以为生的物质都没有了，民不聊生。
So, although all the things they depend on for their livelihood are gone,
加上巴比伦帝国的来犯，蓄意的破坏他们的生活来源。
And plus the invaders of Babylonian Empire deliberately destroyed their means of life.
但是哈巴谷说，然而。我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
这句话表明他的存在并非要靠赖这些外在的物质。
The sentence shows that his existence does not depend on those external substances.
而是要依靠这些物质的来源，就是耶和华上帝。
But on the source of these substances.Which is our God, Jehovah.
他知道这一切都即使被剥夺了。
He knows that he has been deprived of everything.
什么依靠也都没了。
Has nothing to rely upon.
但是他相信跟他立业的上帝永不丢弃他。
But he was convinced that God who made the covenant with him will never abandon him.
其实我们的保罗他也经历过这样的艰难。
Actually, Paul has experienced similar hardships.
所以他也这样用坚定的口吻这样子说。
So he can say with a firm tone.
他说在罗马书八章三十八节、三十九节这样说。
In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 38 to 39, he says so.
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power.
那即使是啊，有些包括现在的是将来的是高处低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫神的爱跟自己隔绝。
Nor the present, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depths nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, that is Jesus Christ our Lord.
那这个爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里。
This is love from our Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，让我们来思考。
Brothers and sisters, let us think about it.
哈巴谷怎么可以在什么都一切都完蛋的时候，一切的指望都泡汤的时候，还能够说，然而我要因耶和华欢心。
When everything is finished and all hopes are dashed, how can Habakkuk say, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord"?
他用然而这两个字将整个面对逆境的心态把它扭转过来。
He used the word yet to reverse whole mentality in the face of adversity.
这个是跟他对上帝的确信有绝对的关系。
This has an absolute relationship with his faith in God.
他相信神的所作所为。
He's convinced of what the Lord has done.
他相信神的信实还有应许。
He believes deeply in God's faith and promise.
他相信神的永恒跟全能跟智慧。
He believes in God's eternity, omnipotence, and wisdom.
所以他充满着感恩。
So he is full of gratefulness.
这位神不是高高在上，跟他无关。
This is the Lord. This is not the God is high above.
而是主动地向他施行拯救。
but hasn't taken the initiative to save him.
这位神的拯救跟他直接有关系。
The salvation of this God has direct relationship with
him. 所以他说这是我的上帝。
So he said, this is my God.
是因救我的神的喜乐。
Said, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
这表示说他跟神的亲密关系是确定的，是不可以断开的。
This means his close relationship with God is definite and solid and inseparable.
表示说他认识他，而且跟他有亲密的关系。
Which means that he knows him and has an intimate relationship with him.
今天他能够在患难中喜乐，在夜间能够歌唱。
Today, he can rejoice in his suffering and sing in the darkness.
秘诀是在于因为因信得胜。
His secret is that he's a
因信得生
okay,
just in case
yes,
by faith.
Yes. The righteous person will live by his faithfulness.
Thank you. 好吧，我的信息是给我们很好的反省。
The message of Habakkuk is giving us a good introspection.
但是他仍然靠上帝来喜乐。
But he still gain great rejoice from God.
他知道今天国家的那个落魄不是没有钱，而是因为他们不要神。
He knows that the country is not short of money, rather they don't want God.
他也知道今天国家的悲哀不是因为不是。就是因为只相信自己而不相信神。
He said that the sorrow of this country is that people only trust themselves instead of God.
哈巴谷先知的信心高峰，他有个镇定的力量。
The peak of the face of the prophet Habakkuk was his calm strength.
而且他的信心不是建立在因为是或者是如果是的信心。
His faith is not based on because or if.
不是因为上帝先厚待了他。
It's not because God treated him with kindness.
不是因为无花果树发旺，然后葡萄树结果满满。
Not because the fig trees are full and the vines are full of grapes.
也不是因为橄榄树的效力，然后田地里出了很多的农产。
It's not because olive trees are effective and the fields are full of crops.
也不因为是千中满了羊，棚内的牛到处都是牛。
It's not because they're full of sheep and the sheds are full of cattle.
不是因为物质丰富，他才感谢上帝。
It's because abundance of the material.
不是因为神听了他的祷告，所以他才敢高声赞美神。
It's not because the Lord only listened to his prayer that he gave thanks to the Lord.
不是因为，所以他才相信。
It's not because that he believes.
也不是因为，如果神解决了他的问题，他才见证上帝的荣耀。
It's not because if the Lord solved his problem, he's going to witness the glory of God.
他的感恩超越了这些条件跟这些假设。
His gratitude transcends these conditions precept.
他的信心建立在虽然是的信心。
His faith is upon based on the although.
他说虽然无花果树不发旺。
He said though the fig trees does not bud.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
So I'm still going to rejoice in God.
所以虽然看起来外面看起来一切都完了，但是他还是相信神，这个是真正的信心。
So.When he saw everything is gone and all his hopes are dashed, he still had faith in God.
所以基督教信仰不是讨价还价。
So Christian faith is not about bargaining.
也不是要什么就给什么。
It's not what you pray for, then you will get it.
更不是因为信了凡事亨通万事如意。
It's not because you faith, so everything for you is smooth.
基督教的信仰简单的来说是相信耶稣基督。
The believerChristianity is simply to believe in Christ.
这个相信绝对不是看到先有了有求必应。
This belief is definitely not about seeing a God who is responsive positively to everybody's request.
相信是纵然前路满布荆棘，但是还是继续往前走。
Rather, it's a believing that even If the road ahead is full of thorns, you are still moving forward.
纵然没有看见前面有扶持的双手，还是一样前心相信神。
Even if you haven't seen the hands that extend to your support, you still rely on it wholeheartedly.
我们的信仰不是看命理八卦。
Our faith is not to look at the numerology or gossip.
也不是要看运气，也不要看胜算多少才相信他。
It's not to rely on the fine clues to calculate the odds of winning.
而是全然信靠慈爱的上帝。
Rather, it's a completely trusting the loving God.
如果我们在恶劣的环境中信靠神、经历神，你就会得到他的喜乐。
If you rely on the Lord to have a joy, you will have a joy in a harsh environment.
喜乐是一种态度，是一种选择。
Joy is an attitude, a choice.
是一种内在生命的自然流露。
A natural expression of inner life.
第三，哈巴谷的信心对他来说是什么？
Number three, what is exactly faith to Habakkuk?
信心带来保障。
Faith provides protection.
哈巴谷除了在患难中因为信心经历了平安，
In addition to experience peace through faith in the time of adversity,
因为信心产生喜乐，
because faith it gave him the joy,
也就是说信心就是平安，
which means faith is a peace,
信心就是喜乐，
peace, faith is joy.
另外在第三个就够对他来说信心就是保障。
Number three is that faith is also brought him protection.
这第十九节讲到说，主耶和华是我的力量。
The verse 19 said, "The sovereign Lord is my strength."
使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
He makes my feet like the feet of a deer.
又使我稳行在高处。
He enables me to tread on the heights.
他提到神是他的力量。
He mentioned the Lord is his strength.
那么神的力量到底有多大呢？
Then how powerful is God?
就是他在第三节到第十五节里面所说的。
So, he said in the chapter 3, verse 15 says so.
3到15节。
So, from verse 3 to 15,
he says so. 其中有一段话讲到说，他的辉煌如同日光，从他的手里射出闪电，在其中含着他的能力。
Verse 4 said, His splendor was like the sunrise, rays flashed from his hand, where his power was hidden.
哈巴谷借着自然界的力量来形容上帝的能力浩大无比。
Habakkuk used the power of nature to describe God's immense power.
后面的谈到是什么？前面谈的是神的力量。
First part talking about the power of God.
他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，就是讲到上帝的力量。
It said, "He makes my feet like the feet of a deer," which is talk about the power of God.
使我稳行在高处，表示是神的保障。
He enables me to tread on the heights. Let's talk about His protection.
这并不是说把大环境的灾难解除了。
It doesn't mean that it solves the issues, the problems of the big environment.
乃是在一切的患难的里面有神的同在，神的同在就是保障。
But there is a God's presence in all disasters. The God's presence is a guarantee and a protection.
当时巴比伦大军果然大局来犯。
At that time, the Babylonian army has invaded in great numbers.
但是神已经向哈巴谷保证，最后神的选民会全然得胜。
But God assured Habakkuk that in the end, God's people would be completely victorious.
神告诉他用信心来看这件事情的实现。
Lord told him that he had used the eyes of faith to see how this will become.
也就是用信心的眼睛
，use the faith eyes of faith
来看整个历史。
To witness the history.
后来历史证明上帝的美意。
Later history has confirmed God's good intention.
犹太人被掳到外邦70年以后得到应验。
The Jews were taken prisoner to the Gentiles for 70 years, and it was fulfilled.
他们在被掳的中间，他们在那里茁壮成长。
During the time when they are being taken captive, they thrive there.
他们在被掳的时候痛改前非。
They have repented during the time.
等待他们到 等到七十年以后，神再把他们带出来，带回去。
70 years later, Lord brought them back.
神透过波斯帝国的君王，就是古列王。
Lord used the king of a Persian empire, which is Cyrus.
特准以色列人回到耶路撒冷故乡。
And especially allowed the Israelites to return to their hometown.
这是神，这是神奇妙的作为。
This was a miracle, miraculous, wonderful. Thing Lord has
这是以色列人连做梦都没有想到。
It is unfathomable for Israelites.
神的做法很难用人的理性来思考。
What Lord has done is very difficult to just use a human rationale.
我们只能用信心来接受。
We only can accept it through our faith.
有了信心，我们就能够超越环境。
When we have faith, we can supersede the environment.
我们就能够以神为乐。
We can take great joy in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你有任何的困难吗？
Brother, sister, do you have any difficulties?
有些事让你透不过去吗？
Are you facing any challenges and you cannot surpass?
不要把眼睛盯在恶劣的环境上。
Don't fix your eyes on the harsh environment.
而是把目光放在神的身上。
Keep your eyes on God.
大卫王见证说，
King David has testified.
耶和华是我的力量，是我的盾牌。
Lord is my strength and my shield.
我心里依靠他，就得帮助。
My heart trusts in him, and he helped me.
所以我心中欢乐，我便用诗歌颂赞他。
My heart leaps for joy, and my songs, I praise him.
先知看到自己的有限。
The prophet sees his own limitations.
但是也看到神的统管万有。
And also he witnessed God is in charge of.God is in charge of everything.
神现今的作为，并他将要成就的大事，我们没有办法看透。
What God is doing today and the great things He's about to accomplish, we cannot fully see through.
但是我们可以确信他是永活的上帝。
But we are sure that He is a living God.
他是历史的主宰。
He is a king of the history.
整个发生的事情他已经看到了。
He has witnessed everything in the history.
所有发生的事情也都是他所允许的。
Everything which happened is allowed by him.
他做事情也不会做错，也不会误事。
He never did anything, made any mistake, nor he has delayed anything to happen.
知道这一点，我们就能够在纷乱不安的世界里面大有盼望。
Knowing this, in this tumultuous world, we have great hope.
当年尼希米经历患难的时候，他见证说
：“When Nehemiah experienced through difficult times, he testified.
所以他说，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的盼望。
For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
帕巴谷所讲的要因耶和华欢呼，要因耶和华欢呼。
Habakkuk said, Yet I will rejoice in Lord.”
因救我的神喜乐
I will be joyful in God my Savior
在新约里面保罗就这个就是保罗所说的要常常喜靠主常常喜乐
In New Testament Paul also said Rejoice in the Lord always
基督徒的欢乐不是来自物质的丰富
The joy of a Christian do not come from the material abundance
如果神给你丰富当然你要感恩
If the Lord gives you abundance, of course you have to be grateful.
但这不是感恩最重要的原因。
But this is not the main reason for.
感恩不是来自事业的成功，事事亨通，健健康康，多子多孙。
The gratitude does not come from a successful career, prosperous everything, good health, or many children or grandkids.
诗人他曾经这样说：你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善。因他的慈爱永远长存。
In Psalm chapter 136 says so, giving thanks to the Lord for his good, his love endures forever.
在面对多灾多难的世界
In the face of disaster and hardship,
我们绝对不要轻易的被环境所压倒
Let not be easily overwhelmed by the environment.
也绝对不要被社会的乱象所惊吓
Nor should we be frightened by the chaos of the society.
也不要被世界的杂音所迷惑了
Not alone to be confused by the noise of the world.
我们要把眼光放在主耶稣基督得胜的事上
We should focus on the victories of Jesus Christ.
那就像保罗说的
Just like Paul said,
他说感谢神使我借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
But thanks be to God, He gave us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神在49年以前的八月在陈师母的家开始了八城中华基督教会第一次的聚会。
Thank God at Cassie Chen's home 49 years ago, and we had our CCCB's first gathering.
当时在首创陈牧师的带领之下
under the leadership of Pastor Reverend Chen.
那他有12位包括小孩子的人奉主的名第一次敬拜集体敬拜神。
There are 12 people, including children, worship God together.
那是八成中华基督教会的里程碑。
It is a milestone for the Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore.
49年不算长也不算短。
49 years, not a very long time, nor is very short time.
我们走过这些年有许多的故事。
We have walked through these years. There are many stories.
希望在明年就50年的时候很多故事呈现出来。
I hope that in next year, Jubilee of year, we're going to have many stories to be told.
在这个40年中间也有很多的挣扎也有很多的征战。
And during these 49 years, we also have many struggles and many battles.
包括喜怒哀乐甘甜苦辣。
Including joy and sorrow, sweet and bitter.
但是我们的神教会的元首基督从来没有因为我们的软弱丢弃我们。
But our God, the head of this church, the Jesus Christ, has never abandoned us because of our weakness.
他以无限的忍耐跟不变的应许陪伴我们走到今天。
With his infinite patience and his same promise to come, he has accompanied us to this day.
感谢神，从去年到今年，我们的教会在病毒的冲击下。
Thank God, from last year to now, our church was under the impact of the virus.
我没有听过我们的教会弟兄姐妹有被感染。
I did not hear anyone of our church has been infected.
我们照样可以透过网络来敬拜、团契、培训、主日学跟祷告。
We still can worship, fellowship, training, and pray through the internet.
我们要感谢那些网络的同帮我们连线的连线网络的这些同工们。
We need to give thanks to this, show gratitude to the friends, the co-workers who have been make this happen.
但明显的，网络的敬拜仍然不能跟实体敬拜相比。
But obvious online worship is not as cannot be even compared to the physical worship.
有的年长者一到礼拜天就慌了，因为不知道怎么样加入网络的敬拜。
Some elder people start panicking as soon as Sunday because they don't know how to join the online service.
弟兄姐妹被隔离久了，彼此之间的关系也受影响。
Brothers and sisters being separated for a long time and their relationship start have issues.
尤其对教会的凝聚力、跟向心力、跟支持力，还有认同度也受影响。
Especially the cohesion among the members, centrifugal force among everyone, and the support and identify with the church all have been impacted.
那最近长智慧也发现了教会的奉献呈现了赤字。
Recently, EB also reported that our offering has, as compared to our budget, has quite a bit of a deficit.
So, 弟兄姐妹，你怎么看我们教会的需要？
Brothers and sisters, how do you view this problem, the needs of this church?
我相信我们教会有很多爱神的教会的人。
I'm pretty sure that many people in this church love this church.
我们爱教会除了祷告，也要用我们的行动表明对神的教会的爱。
So, when we say we love this church, we also should show our actions.
神若许可，我们将2022年的明年进入第50年。
With God's permission, we will enter the 50th year next year.
50年在圣经里面是很重要的一个数字。
50 year is a very important word in the Bible.
那这个将是神送给我们教会最大的礼物。
This will be one of the biggest gifts Lord give us.
我们的神是全能的创造。
Our God is a creator.
他以看不见的双手来掌控一切。
Using his invisible hand, he controls his all this world.
一个大有信心的人不会被困难跟不安所击倒，而是仰望神。
And a man of faith will not be overwhelmed by worries and uneasiness in his heart.
我们绝对要信靠神。
We absolutely have to rely on God.
信靠神就是把自交出自己的主权给上帝。
Trusting God means surrendering one's sovereignty.
相信他会负完全的责任。
Believe that the Lord will take the full responsibility.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你正在面临信心的挑战呢。
Are you facing the challenge of
your faith? 我们不要惧怕，也不要退缩，也不要逃避。
We should not be afraid, nor should retreat.
因为这个考验是神给你的机会。
Because this test is the opportunity presented by the Lord to you.
来证明你的信仰是否纯正。
Which tests that if your faith is pure.
来考验你跟随基督的决心如何。
And also, tests your determination to follow Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
In Matthew, book Matthew chapter 11, verse 6 says, Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
面对考验最要紧的是相信主耶稣。
In the face of trial, the most important thing is to believe in Jesus.
希伯来书作者这样告诉我说，我们若将起初切实的信心坚持到底。
In book of Hebrew, chapter 3, verse 14 says so. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end.
那我们就会在基督里面有份了。
We have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original conviction
firm to the end.
Just for those people who indeed hold their conviction to the end.
那事实上每一天的考验是我们信仰的考验。
Actually, this is a test for everyday life.
但是每一次的考验都成为我们信心的养分。
Also, it's for every test is also the nutrients for our spiritual life.
直到见主面以前，我们永远都处在信心的考验里面。
Until the day we face the Lord, we are going through the trials of our faith.
让我们相信我们的神绝对不会丢弃我们为孤儿。
Let's believe that our Lord will never abandon us as orphans.
我不可否认了，2020年是美国以最整个全世界是最大变化的一年。
It's undeniable that year 2020.Will be the year of greatest change in the United States and the whole world.
而且变得更凌乱、更复杂、更不安。
And it will become messier, more complicated, and more unpeaceful.
至于将来如何，我们也不知道。
As for the future, we have no idea.
所以我们必须要继续为这个美国祷告。
So we'll continue to pray for the United States.
如果没有转向神
，if we don't turn to
美国的道德沦丧，家庭解体，性别混乱，性泛滥，种族对立，社会不安，会变本加厉。
So if we, why? I'm going to go through this.
Yeah, 美国的道德家庭
is moral failure, the family disintegration, and the confusion of the sex and the gender is going to continue.
那就是如果我们不转向神。
If we turn to God,
人生的艰难再巨大，但是不会大过神的伟大。
Doesn't matter how much difficulty you're experiencing, but it never can be bigger than Lord's faithfulness.
我们会失去健康，但是我们不会失去救恩。
We'll lose our health, but we'll never lose our salvation.
我们会失去美容，但是不会失去神永恒不变的爱。
We'll lose our beauty.But it will never lose God's eternal love.
今天世人所渴望的是什么？
What is the desire of the world today?
就是真真实实的平安、喜乐跟保障。
It is a true peace, joy and protection.
而这些都是在相信耶稣基督里面可以找得到。
All this can be found in believing Jesus Christ.
我们要赞美神。
We need give glory to our Lord.
因为他是在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河的神。
Because he said, I'm making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你是怎么看我们教会的未来？
How do you view the future of this church?
是从当前的世界局势来看吗？
From the today's situation in this world?
还是从目前的教会的状况来看未来呢？
Or present situation of church?
还是从我们个人知识跟判断力来看教会的未来呢？
Or through our personal understanding of judgment of this church?
那感谢神。
Praise Lord.
他今天以神的话重燃了我们极初的信心。
Lord, use His word rekindled our in the face of the initial faith.
他透过哈巴谷指出我们教会未来的盼望。
Through book of Habakkuk, He pointed out the future of His church.
我们一起来读这段的话，今天的经文。
Let's read today's verse together.
就是哈巴谷书第三章17-19节，你们的周报上有。
And your bulletin you have it, which is the book of Habakkuk. Chapter 3, verse 17-19.
我们中文，我们一起先来读。你都看到了吗？在你的那个，我们一起来听一遍。请，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地也不出粮食，田中结了秧，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量。他使我的脚快如母鹿的地，又使我稳心在高处。好，英文如果你有的话，请你来读这段的经文。
Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign God is my strength.He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music on my stringed instruments.
那这是神给我们的盼望。
This was the hope Lord gave us.
虽然局势变化。
Though the situation is ever changing.
然而我要因耶和华欢心。
But we still can rejoice in Jesus Christ.
虽然困难重重，然而我要因耶和华欢喜欢心。
Even though there are many difficulties, we still can rejoice in Jesus Christ.
愿神赐福他的教会。
The Lord bless His church.
也是你我的教会。
It's also your church and my church.
好，我们现在我们就进入到